Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
We all knew Anthony Fauci was lying. I mean, not at first, but eventually. Once the censorship subsided and real science was allowed again, it became clear that a lot of what he told the American people was a lie. That's not new. But what is new and still so shocking, even to those of us who covered it up close for year after year, is to watch Anthony Fauci write the truth. And it's not just that he wrote the truth in his diary, it's the dates on which he wrote the truth. Not a year into COVID or even 6 months into COVID, you know, after he got his sea legs under him. No, in January and February of 2020. Remember back to January of 2020? Unless you're a total news wonk, you didn't even know what COVID was. There was this weird virus in China. Nobody's really paying attention to it. In fact, coverage of it wouldn't really heat up till March, which is what makes it so significant that Anthony Fauci on January 26th wrote in his diary, "It now appears using EPI data and genomic data that the first infection was in early December and," you ready for this? "Quote, was not connected to the wet market," unquote. Again, at the time, nobody was even wondering where it came from because most people had never heard of it. And yet he would spend the subsequent years not just lying about where it came from, but demonizing those who told the truth, the top virologists in their field. Never forget, folks, after Elon Musk bought Twitter and went inside and found the backdoor that the FBI was using, that in the Twitter files, it was published that there were 22 entities that had the power to tell the FBI to either knock down posts, so millions of posts were taken down, or even specific accounts, tens of thousands were canceled. One of the 22 was Anthony Fauci. That's a godlike power for somebody who was lying from the beginning. And yet, after writing in his own diary, before most people had ever even heard of COVID, that no, it didn't come from the wet market, he was out telling Americans this.
"It likely jumped species from an animal reservoir into humans and now is spreading among humans."
"Are you calling for the closure of the wet markets?"
"I think they should shut down those things right away. I mean, it just, it boggles my mind because what we're going through right now is a direct result of that."
"And you have animals that come out of the wild that are sold at these open, what they call them, wet markets."
Somehow this evil little man was able to call down the hounds from hell to chop block anyone telling the truth. Never mind that it was the same truth he was writing in his own diary.
"Coronavirus was man-made in a lab in Wuhan, China. And yet this week, Donald Trump is still pushing the debunked bunkum, despite his own intelligence community's findings that that is simply not true.
The Wuhan lab, we know that it's been debunked that this virus was man-made or modified or anything like that."
"Tom Cotton a couple of days ago spouting a conspiracy theory that the Chinese made this virus up.
You have the lab in Wuhan.
There you go. In a lab. You have Rush Limbaugh every day, Presidential Medal, Freedom of Honor. It's hard to say this is the most reckless thing he's ever done."
"Those same agencies now have been tapped with investigating one of Trump world's most favorite conspiracy theories. New York Times reports this, quote, senior Trump administration officials have pushed American spy agencies to hunt for evidence to support an unsubstantiated theory that a government lab in Wuhan, China was the origin of the coronavirus outbreak."
Tom Cotton, one of Donald Trump's staunchest allies in the Senate, suggested that the virus might have originated in a high-security biochemical lab in China. "In the 1980s, I remember when the far left trafficked in rumors about HIV having been invented in CIA labs. The far right has now found its own virus conspiracy theory."
He wasn't just able to get the media to lie for them. This guy was so powerful, he was able to get our intel agencies to lie for him, directly influencing the CIA's analysis. We learned that a few weeks ago in declassified documents let out by Tulsi Gabbard. But the ironies abound. A lot of those jackals that you just heard there lying? No, no, it came from the wet market. Yeah, all throughout Fauci's diary, I think in September and October of 2020, you know what he's doing? He's going to dinner parties at their homes. The biggest names in media, including Jake Tapper and his wife, Jennifer. That's on October 16th, according to his diary. Well, he turns around a week later and tells Americans they're not going to be able to have Thanksgiving. It's too dangerous. And the jackals, many of whose homes he'd been in, dutifully repeated it. Americans weren't allowed to have Thanksgiving. And they had to die alone in facilities because it was too dangerous for them to get together. And that, more than anything, is the most shocking part of this. That Anthony Fauci wrote in the first week of February in his diary that the actual death rate of this thing was 0.2 to 0.3%. In other words, about what a severe seasonal flu season looks like. We have one of those once to twice a decade. He already knew what the death rate would look like. And yet, he went on TV and said this.
It's 10 times more lethal than the seasonal flu. You got to make sure that people understand that. It is 10 times more lethal than the seasonal flu. I think that's something that people can get their arms around and understand.
Again, it was February 8th when he wrote that COVID was no more deadly than the seasonal flu in his diary. But fast forward to March 16th, when he writes that he came out for the guidelines that reflected my pushing for a more aggressive mitigation 15-day strategy. If a community has community spread, close the bars, restaurants, places of congregation, close schools. No visitors to nursing homes. If family member is sick, others in the family should take extra precautions. Only necessary travel, telework, as much as possible. Again, folks, that's a month and a half after he wrote that this was no more deadly than the seasonal flu. But it's the next paragraph that's so jaw-dropping. The press conference, he wrote, you know, the one on March 16, where he announced his 15-day strategy that he knew damn well we didn't need, including all of the closures he knew damn well we didn't need. Press conference was highly attended, he writes. Stock market dropped by 3,000 points, the biggest percentage drop in history. He's taking a victory lap. A victory lap over what? Folks, by the time that Fauci was done, according to the Federal Reserve, 200,000 American businesses would close permanently. More than a million jobs would be lost, never to come back. If you've ever watched someone start a business and make it go, I've watched my dad do it. It's really rewarding eventually, but the beginning part is backbreaking. 200,000 businesses destroyed. And by the way, according to the Federal Reserve, many were personal services, 100,000 of them. Actually, barbershops, nail salons, gyms. So many of them family businesses. Businesses of somebody who had a dream, who did nothing wrong, but stand in the way of Anthony Fauci getting a little more famous. Can you imagine how many divorces came out of that? Losses of homes, financial ruin, dreams destroyed. And he knew none of it was necessary the entire time.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
He also knew he was directly responsible for the creation of COVID. If you think about it, why would Anthony Fauci be so interested in subverting the public's attention from the true origins of COVID? What would it matter to him where it was created? He could use it as a weapon against Donald Trump, no matter what its origin, by simply lying about how deadly it was. He cared because he knew damn well he was behind the gain of function technology transfer to our worst enemy on Earth, China. Never forget what we would learn later from former CIA director Mike Pompeo, that the COVID-19 strain was actually one of the more moderate strains. There are strains in the Wuhan lab of COVID that could kill 70% of the world's population if they got out. Fauci, working with Echo Health Alliance, transferred that technology to create those strains to that lab, a lab run by our worst enemy on Earth. And never forget, folks, as an aside, the Pentagon also pumped $52 million into that same program. We still don't know the name of the person who did that. Fauci gets most of the attention because he personally worked with Echo Health Alliance, which transferred that gain-of-function technology from UNC Chapel Hill. But never forget, USAID also made a $52 million contribution as well. Then the lying about the shot began. I'll never forget the summer of 2021. Fauci had just the day before been on CNN talking about how the shot was 95% effective and you should, of course, lose your job if you didn't want to take it. And the Washington Post published leaked internal documents showing that not only was it not 95% effective, it wasn't effective at all. In fact, if you took the COVID shot, you were slightly more likely to get COVID. No wonder Fauci was in such a damn hurry for everyone to take it. He had to keep the COVID going. Oh, and he had to hide the side effects too. Something RFK pointed out last night from his diary on Laura Ingraham that not a lot of people are paying attention to. Fauci even hid his own COVID shot injury to keep the lie going, that it was safe.
He got vaccinated, a very, very public press conference in January of 2020. And then he had, and this is the first time that we knew this from the diary, he had a pulmonary infarction, which is one of the adverse events that NIH, CDC, and FDA said are expected from the vaccine. He never told anybody. He got treated for it privately by the best doctors in America. At the same time, he was telling everybody that that was not an adverse event.
By the way, a pulmonary infarction is serious. Google defines it as the death of lung tissue caused by blocked blood supply, most commonly from a blood clot in the lungs. By the time Fauci was done lying about the shot, in VAERS, a system created by Congress over 30 years ago to track vaccine deaths, had recorded more deaths from the COVID vaccine than every other vaccine in the last 30 years combined. Here's Senator Ron Johnson, who in recent months has been having hearings on the deaths and injuries from the COVID shot.
They were mandated to take the shot, or they were coerced, or they're convinced without the kind of information they should have had for informed consent. And millions suffered adverse events. At least tens of thousands died after that March 1st date.
The specific number that Ron Johnson uses in VAERS is 30,000 dead from the shot. Keep in mind, VAERS is an early warning system, and most of the adverse events from shots aren't ever even recorded. People don't know about it. The doctor never learns about it. So the estimate is that between 1 and 10% of all adverse events are actually recorded in VAERS, and then they'll just multiply it using a formula. So if 30,000 are reported in VAERS as dying of the shot, you do the math. Finally, I'll leave you with one more question that I have to tie all of this together, because I don't think we're opening the scope of the lens wide enough looking at this thing. What have we learned in recent weeks for sure from President Trump? That the FBI assessed that China hacked critical boards of elections, 18 states, stole their internal voter data, and then used that data to create fake driver's licenses that they then shipped back into the country to create tens of thousands of absentee ballots for Joe Biden. That's not Trump's opinion. That's what the FBI assessed. He simply declassified it. What were they dependent on to pull off that scheme? Mass mail-in voting. That's what Fauci's lies got us. Mass mail-in voting. At an unprecedented level in this country, the mass mail-in voting that allowed or would have allowed or did allow, we'll find out, I hope, China to steal that election. Now, what country has Fauci been working with this whole time to transfer the gain of function technology in a way that could end major swaths of humanity? Yeah, China. Was Fauci doing more than just trying to end Trump's good economy, his most formidable weapon for re-election? Was Fauci working with China to get the mass mail-in balloting they needed to cheat? Because it wasn't going to work if they had to come in person and vote. Or was it just a coincidence? Fauci was out there just trying to destroy Trump's economy and China happened to piggyback on the efforts. Folks, it's a question we need to answer, especially given the level of coordination we're now finding between Fauci and the CIA in terms of covering up the origin of COVID. This guy was like a god. He could walk into the CIA, something he said he didn't do to Congress. He lied under oath and literally dictate their findings when the analyst knew he was lying. Well, if those same intel agencies, the FBI and the CIA, were also covering up for a Chinese election fraud scheme, how deep into this was Anthony Fauci? What did he know? I bet something. Also, never forget that Anthony Fauci's pardon by President Joe Biden stretches back way before COVID. And his blanket pardon goes all the way back to January 1st, 2014, around the date that the transfer of the gain-of-function technology begins. Folks, never forget the dates of Fauci's pardon match very closely with the dates of Hunter Biden's pardon. And they, too, go all the way back to what? The transfer of that data. Because remember, the one American company allowed to do business, to do work inside the Wuhan lab, which is not just some lab, it's the chief Chinese bioweapons facility of the Chinese People's Liberation Army. Remember, the only American company allowed to do business inside the lab was Metabiota, which was also the first company that was funded, got its startup funding, about $30 million from Hunter Biden's Rosemont Seneca. Whatever the case, it's now clear from Anthony Fauci's entries that his chief goal was to use the COVID virus to destroy, again, Trump's most formidable weapon for re-election, his economy. As shocking as all this is with the diary, folks, I have a feeling we're just looking at the tip of the iceberg.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.